Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WRCO Radio. It is Happy Trails time. We only hope that all your trails are happy until we talk again later. Again. We'll have some friends in the studio with us during community conversation time in the morning show next hour on WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the news this hour at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China has responded to new U.S. tariffs by announcing it will impose 15% tariffs on key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef. The move following a 20% tariff slapped on Chinese goods by President Trump, who also imposed a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has reaction.
If these tariffs stay in place, economists expect you could start to see price hikes by Memorial Day. For groceries, it could be within weeks or even days. About 63% of U.S. vegetable imports come from Mexico. Think bell peppers, cucumbers, strawberries, tomatoes, limes, avocados, a lot of that fresh produce. And grocers, they can't really stockpile those foods in advance.
The White House announcing it's pausing all military aid to Ukraine. Those issues and others expected to be talked about tonight during the president's first address his term to a joint session of Congress. Pope Francis off a mechanical ventilator today. This is ABC News. High winds, dry air, then sparks flying across North and South Carolina. Fires are burning because of those conditions. ABC Stephanie Ramos has been covering it from Myrtle Beach.
The largest brush fire started just to the west of Myrtle Beach in a town called Carolina Forest. Firefighters, though, over the weekend battled 175 wildfires that erupted across North and South Carolina. The fast-moving flames threatening homes, prompting evacuations. Residents have been allowed back in, but fire officials are telling them they have to stay alert and they have to stay cautious. South Carolina's fire marshal saying 4,200 acres have already been scorched.
Whenever you think politics in this country is rough, remember you could be in Serbia. At least three lawmakers were injured when smoke bombs, flares, and according to Serbian media, eggs and water bottles were thrown into parliament. Opposition parties had been demanding the resignation of the prime minister and his government. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 52 today, cloudy and mild with occasional rain, heavier later in the afternoon, and fog possible. Rain heavy early tonight, then it should turn to wet snow after about 3 a.m. with 1 or 2 inches possible. Also Wednesday, windy and snow tapering to flurries by midday. Additional accumulations are possible. A high of 34. Thursday, 38 with a slight chance of light snow or flurries late Thursday night. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Just doing a quick test. Thank you for listening to WRCO Radio, where it's 43 degrees. Our morning show is coming up.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
On our morning show get-together today, we have guests in the studio representing the American Red Cross. Kyle Kriegel is back with us, the executive director for the Southwest Wisconsin chapter of the Red Cross. Norma Swenson is in the studio with us, a blood donor ambassador, a team member. We'll learn about that as well. And Bob Scheer, executive coordinator for the Richland Center drive, which is coming up soon. We'll talk about that as well. Kyle, good to have you traveling back to see us again today.
You bet. Pleasure to be here. We are so excited to be celebrating March is Red Cross Month. We last week we had the governor sign declaring March is Red Cross Month, and I had a photo op with his staff, and so we're just really excited about the things that the Red Cross is doing, and we wanted to just share an update with your listeners today on the services that we provide here in Richland County. Last year, the American Red Cross, we responded to three disasters here in the county, and we assisted to two families from those disasters. We installed 10 smoke alarms. We'd like to do more if we can. We had, and I know Bob will be talking about the blood drives. We had 20 blood drives, and we almost collected 1,000 units of blood. That's huge when you think about, you know, a unit of blood or a blood donation. Just a little bit about blood. So every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Only 3 out of 100 Americans donate blood. So that's not enough, so we need to do better on that. Certainly type O blood is the most requested by hospitals and often in short supply. And I'm going to steal a little bit from Bob. One of the exciting things that the Red Cross is doing this month nationwide, we are, anyone who donates blood, plasma, or donates blood to the American Red Cross, we're going to be testing your blood for A1C. So if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, this is a thing that we wanted to do. You know, it costs so much for healthcare for Americans. And so we thought this would be a great way to help support our donors. You know, in last year in December, we began a non-invasive process where we were doing your blood pressure, we were doing your temperature check. And then we also did a thing that, you know, used to, when you'd get your hemoglobin, we'd have to like do a pinprick of your finger. Well, now we've got a device that's approved by the FDA that goes right over your thumb and will read your hemoglobin. So we're doing a lot of great things to help our donors, you know, just with their healthcare, get their results. You know, hey, if you want to donate it once every 56 days, you can get, check your blood pressure, your temperature, your hemoglobin, and the month of March, we're going to be doing your A1C. So we've got a lot of great things that we're trying to help with our donors and providing that back to them for blood service. So we're very excited about that.
How long have you been with the Red Cross, Kyle?
Ooh, man, 27 years with the Red Cross. You bet. You bet. And done a host of different things from, I know Norma will talk about disaster, but I've certainly been deployed to multiple disasters like Katrina and other national types of disasters. But then also, I was a first aid CPRED instructor for a long time. I even taught babysitting classes. Babysitting classes. A lot of those are now online. But yeah, done a lot of different things with the Red Cross. Enjoyed every minute of it. So
that's awesome. I think we talk about being on, as far as the Red Cross is concerned, we talk first and foremost about blood and blood drives. I think that's where people think of you the most then.
They do. Either it's usually blood or disaster, because they'll see us at a national disaster. I mean, you know, this last year, you know, probably the big disasters we've had were the California wildfires, Hurricane Helene, and Milton. And then just, you know, just a few weeks ago, we had the Kentucky floods, and we're still sending people down. We're actually putting all points bulletins out for folks to go down and help out, support the Kentucky floods. So what I would say with disasters is that, by and large, you know, we respond to over 60,000 disasters a year. The majority of those are single-family house fires that you don't hear about every day, but they're very important because the Red Cross is there providing assistance like food, shelter, clothing, medical prescriptions if they lose them. But that's the majority. And I know Norma's going to talk about that. But, you know, the big ones are the ones that, you know, like these large ones. You know, we used to see those like once every, you know, when I first started, like once every 18 months. Now we're seeing these large, you know, just huge disasters that are impacting communities. You know, they're almost like every couple of weeks now. And so I know that, you know, nationally we're looking at, we need more volunteers to help keep up with the demand for those disasters. And I do want to say that, you know, 90% of our workforce is made up of volunteers. We are not very heavy on staff. It is dependent upon volunteers to deliver that mission critical services every day. But Phil, back to your question, I did want to just mention, so yes, people think of us in blood terms or disaster, but we also do a lot of work with our military. You know, just yesterday I had the opportunity to meet the commander at Fort McCoy. And it was a pleasure to meet her and her team and learn about, you know, how we can continue to help support the military. Yeah, think of it this way. When someone joins the military, you know, they're, wherever that service member is stationed in the world, if there's a family emergency, the family calls the Red Cross, and we will, it's, we'll confirm the emergency and we'll send it to wherever that service member's command is in the world. And if they need to come home, we'll work with command to make that happen. We also provide some financial assistance as well. You know, and then here locally in the Southwest chapter, we work with the Tomah VA Hospital, the Madison VA Hospital. In Wisconsin, there's three veterans homes that we work with as well. The one up in Chippewa Falls, King, which is in Waupaca, and then the one in the southeast corner of Wisconsin, Oak Lawn. So we do a lot of work with not only our active duty military members, but also our veterans.
Yeah, we don't think about the American Red Cross that way, but in terms of an emergency, like if a soldier has to be home for a family thing or whatever, the Red Cross steps in then.
Yep. And I would also say, you know, it's already several years, but when the Afghan evacuees were at Fort McCoy, we were there supporting the military with those 13,000 evacuees. So we help a lot with those types of different activities to support our military.
Volunteers are needed, you know, especially some young people, but I'm guessing you take people of all ages, right?
We do. We do. And we're, you're right. We are always looking for volunteers for all different kinds of things that we can do within the Red Cross. And that can be, you know, today's day and age, when I started, virtual, they probably thought, what are you talking about? But we have even virtual opportunities for volunteers to deploy, where literally you can stay in your home, be on your computer, and you can help a disaster that way. So there's lots of different opportunities for you to get involved and different ways to get involved with the Red Cross.
Volunteers, let's dovetail a little bit
absolutely.
And talk to Norma. How are you, Norma?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good to have you back in the Morning Show studios here. So you are a blood donor ambassador. Tell us what that is.
I when people come in to the blood drives, I check them in and get them, make sure to see if they done their questionnaires online. If they didn't, then I have a packet there that they have to go through to make sure that they nothing is wrong, that they can go on through and have their blood pressure checked and all that to donate their blood.
How many blood drives do you get involved with then?
Oh, I get involved with a lot of them. Here lately, I've been doing way too many. I wore myself right out.
That's why more volunteers are needed.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, I've been to Baraboo, Elroy, Prayer to Sheen. I go all over.
It seems that there are more than there used to be. How many days a week do you go to blood drives?
Sometimes there's 2-3 times a week that I'll go to them. Now, in April 1st and 2nd, I'll be in Madison for 2 days. And I'll just stay in Madison. I won't drive back and forth because I can't do that.
Sure. You know, and Kyle mentioned the stats, the 3 in 100 give blood. You try to ease their fears a little bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First-time donors, I'll explain to them how it goes and tell them that there's nothing to really worry about, that they try to do things that to not hurt them in the process. And they make sure that they're okay the whole time that they're giving blood. Some people, even donors that have been giving for a long time, they'll pass out while giving blood. And they'll get a fan right away and lay them down and cool them off and that so that they're okay. And then they'll walk them over to the luncheon table and make sure they get snacks and juices and get them going on their way.
So passing out, that's probably a fear for people, and that's more of a common thing than we know then.
Oh, yeah. I've got a cousin that she's been giving blood for years, and about 6 months ago, it was her first time in passing out on us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you never know when it's going to happen.
Pretty common.
I would just add, Phil, that, you know, we always are encouraging folks, you know, a couple things before you come and donate blood. You know, make sure you're feeling well. You know, like if you're feeling a little under the weather or something, you know, maybe just we can reschedule your appointment. And then we are always, you know, some tips to avoid this would be make sure you're well hydrated. Have a good meal before. So there's some things that we can do that we do encourage our donors to do before giving blood. It kind of helps to alleviate those types of situations.
You mentioned, too, you're a team member, and can you tell us about that, what that title is and what that involves?
I'm a disaster action team member. It's where if somebody has a house fire and the house is not livable or they cannot stay there for a couple days, the fire chief will call the Red Cross, and then we'll get me and somebody else will get a bunch of us will get a text, and we'll have to accept it or deny it. And then we go out, and we meet with the people, and we take their information and enter it into the computer so that all their information goes to the Red Cross, and we get them started on their way to recovering from the disaster, and then the next person will take over. And that, so I'm the only one in Richland County right now that does this. And we need more help, because I've got people that come from Reedstown. The last one came down from Toma. We had two, one from Toma and one from Madison that came up. And so, yeah, we need them closer to home so that we can get there faster and get them started on their way so they can feel better and that, and just to help them out. I mean, it doesn't hurt to give out a couple hours of your time to help somebody out. I mean, I love doing it.
I was going to say, tell us why you do it. It must be very rewarding.
Oh, it is. You get to meet all different kinds of people. And, I mean, it's everybody from different walks of life. I mean, farmers to executives. And I mean, it's fun. I mean, you even get to joke around with them. And if you can't joke with somebody, there's something wrong.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, I can understand with a disaster, they're not wanting to joke in that. They want your sympathy. And that, yeah, I can give them my sympathy. I can give them my ear so they can talk about it. And that's all they want.
Sure. It could be any one of us, too.
It could be me needing it.
Right.
And who would be there for me? I'd have to wait for somebody to come from a long ways off to help me. And that, so yeah, we need more people in Richland County to become volunteers.
How's the best way to do that, Kyle, if somebody's listening?
You can always go to redcross.org. There's a volunteer tab in there, and you can become a volunteer that way. And, you know, many of the, you know, for Norma, a lot of the training that you take to become a disaster action team member, it's online. So you don't have to travel far to get a lot of the training. Certainly, we do have classes in Madison, but it's pretty easy to get set up and started. And, you know, Norma was talking about to me just before we got on air, you know, her first time she went on was with another person. So you're not just thrown into it. You're with another person when you go out. And she was talking about some of the supplies. You know, she's got things like, you know, in her disaster action team bag, or dat bag as we call it, like stuffed animals for kids, and just, you know, things to kind of think about when people lose everything. We also have like little toiletry bags with, you know, toothpaste, a washcloth, a comb. You know, so we try to, you know, get people back on the road to recovery when they have a disaster happen to them.
Awesome. And how long have you been involved with it, Norma?
With the disaster team, about 6 months, mm-hmm. and with the blood drives, about 5 years.
Okay. So there are many other places you could be involved and volunteer. So,
oh, yeah.
Why the Red Cross?
I don't know. I just like the way they help people out. And, well, a friend of mine got me started in it. And I just never quit.
Good. Well, I know there.
And I am willing to go to other places to volunteer if they need me. So, I mean, yeah, I can divvy up my time. Mm-hmm. I sit home a lot.
Uh-huh.
That's another reason why I volunteer. I got tired of sitting home all the time.
Right. Well, I know they're happy to have you. Mm-hmm. Another volunteer in the studio is Mr. Bob Shear. How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm doing good, Phil. How are you been doing?
Good. Doing well. Appreciate
before,
you coming in.
Before I get started, Norma, it's been 6 years.
Has it?
Yes, because right shortly before Betsy passed away, I was nominated by Betsy to become a volunteer and take over her job. And Norma was interested, so I said, well, we need the help. So it'll be 6 years in May.
Wow.
And the rest is history. You have a drive coming up. When's your next drive here in Richland Center, Bob?
March 12th from 11:30 to 5:30. And before I get too far into that, I want to do a big thank you to the couple that donated a wash machine. I didn't think there was any good people around Richland Center like that until last Friday. My wife and I had been taking our stuff to the laundromat, and they had heard about it, and they said, well, for as much stuff as you do at Richland, in Richland Center and around the county, we wanted to donate this, so they bought us a brand new wash machine.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good story.
And now getting back to the blood drive, Kyle likes my barbecue.
Oh, that's one of the things that makes the Richland Center Drive unique, isn't it, Kyle?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I've got another new member or another new person going to start at this blood drive that's going to be helping out is Eva Jo Putz is going to be helping also in the canteen area is where they all end up when after they give their blood. Mm-hmm. You must be 110 pounds or more, and your iron count has to be anywhere from 13, I think it was from 13 to 15.
12.5.
Okay, 12.5 and up in order to give blood.
Kyle mentioned a coupon special coming up here for March. Can you tell us about that, Bob?
Yes. They're doing an e-card, or like an email card, through Red Cross. And I believe it, what is it, Kyle, 15?
Yes.
For a $15 email card that you can use. And I can't remember the amount of, because there was, there for a while, there was a limit on how many units of blood you must donate.
Bob, I just want to correct, it's if you donate blood March 1st to the 31st, it's a $10 Amazon.com e-gift card that will be emailed to you.
Oh, okay.
I want to just make sure I get that correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've got quite a few wonderful helpers that help out up there or at the community center. Even the last couple of times now that we've been doing teardown, the nurses even help tear down, and all I got to do is mainly dust mop the floors.
Couldn't do it without the volunteers, could you?
No.
One thing I'm just going to, you know, a lot of people, just some things to about blood donation. I know we talk a lot about it, but I just wanted to share some things. You know, why do patients need blood? You know, either it's cancer, there could be childbirth complications, trauma, sickle cell disease, surgeries, or transplants.
One unit of blood can save the life of three people.
And you can donate blood once every 56 days or up to six times a year. It's important for people to know that blood cannot be manufactured. It can only come from generous donors. We talked about type O blood is the most requested by hospitals and is often in short supply. 1 in 7 patients entering a hospital will need a blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. And quick community, you know, a blood donation only takes about an hour of your time. So it's relatively quick to do it. Mm-hmm. And we've got some things that you can do, like a quick the rapid pass and stuff like that. And you can make your appointment online, which is the preferred way to do it. Yeah. But we do welcome walk-ins as well. But
you can make your appointment online at redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-733-2627. Or if you cannot get through to Red Cross, my wife Heidi can also set up appointments. And that number is 608-475-0028. she'd be glad to set up an appointment for anybody that would love to give blood.
He's got a big goal next week, so yeah. We need people to come out.
What is the goal, Bob?
Right now, we've got 90 set up, and we're hoping for over the 100 mark.
Good. Well, good luck with that. We hope it goes well. Mm-hmm. You know, Kyle, we take it for granted. If we go to the hospital, I think blood's automatically going to be there, and that isn't the case.
It is not, no. And so that's why, and in the Red Cross, we supply about 40% of the nation's blood supply. And so that's why we depend so heavily upon donors to come out and donate blood. And I just wanted to also add, too, with Bob was saying, if you have the Red Cross Blood app, what's nice about that is that not only can, as Bob said, you can make your blood appointment, but, you know, when we talked about this month, we're going to be doing the A1C testing, about 7 days, that'll be sent to you on your blood app. If you don't have the blood app and you're looking for those results, there is a portal that you can go to and get those results. But I just think that there's a lot of things that we've got available to you to make the process to donating blood as easy and as quick as possible. And, you know, as Bob said, I think it's so important that people need to realize that a single blood donation may help save more than one life. And that's just so huge for people to realize. I also love the fact that if you have the blood app, you can see where your blood donation went. It might help somebody here at the local hospital. It may help, you know, Madison. It may be Chicago. It may be, you know, New York. You never know. But it's really nice to see how your one blood donation may go to like 3 different patients. And so it's just really nice to see how that's, you know, used. So I think that's something for, you know, another good feeling about giving back like that.
Right? Yeah, that should be a drawing feature, I think, that, you know, you didn't have that technology years ago, did you?
Right, we didn't. So again, you can see how your donation is impacting other people's lives.
Yeah, very cool. I know you have quite a few in the area. There are a couple of high schools that have them coming up tomorrow, so it seems like they're popping up a lot of places.
Well, we're trying to add more because, again, you know, one of the things that we've been hit with this year is that because of these large national disasters, that impacts the blood supply. And so we want to make sure that we are well filled up and ready to respond to any types of disasters. So, you know, we've seen, like, you know, just, you know, a couple of weeks ago with the Kentucky floods, we've had to cancel a lot of drives. So we've got to make that up somewhere else in the system. And so if we can, you know, add another drive here in Richland County or another community like Richland, you know, that'll help us maintain that blood supply. So that's why you may see us add more drives.
When is the time of year where blood is most needed? I'm sure when people are more active in the summer, is that the case?
You know, I get this question a lot. Actually, blood donations are probably most needed whenever you think about when you go on vacation. So summertime is one of those times, yes. The summertime is very critical to us because for us, you know, the schools aren't in session, so we lose a lot of school blood drives, you know, either high school or college. So we're heavily dependent on people that come out and donate blood in the summertime. But also, it could be during the holidays. Again, people are, you know, on their vacations, they're flying or driving to their destinations, and they may miss the opportunity to donate blood. But yet, that's also a time when blood is needed because, you know, there could be crashes or accidents that may happen. So think about it in those times of the year when that happens. If you can make an appointment, that would be great. It really would. But I always say to folks, hey, you can donate up to 6 times a year, once every 56 days. And, you know, we need you. We need your blood. And all blood types are welcome, but certainly type O is the most requested type.
Mm-hmm. Bob, I'm always impressed because you had some people go over milestones recently where they had given so many gallons of blood, and there are some very dedicated people at your drive, aren't there?
Oh, yes. There's been a couple of them this last blood drive that we had that asked me, how can we get our PN? And then I told them, I said, you either contact Red Cross by email or give them a call, because they don't bring them to the blood drives anymore like they used to.
Okay. Get them after the fact then.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then they get mailed to that person's home.
When's the next drive you're going to be at, Norma? That's on the schedule. You must be busy this week.
Next Wednesday, I believe.
Don't miss that one. You'll be in Richland Center.
Oh, I can't miss that one because I'm his ride.
Not only that, you're also my computer gal. And Heidi and Norma are both the computer gals. And I'll have three women in the canteen area, mm-hmm. possibly four. Because the one of my gals has found out she can't drive anymore, so she's got to depend on a ride, which she says she can have.
Good.
Her niece will bring her in, so that way when she's done work at her job, she can come back and pick her aunt up and take her home.
What's in the canteen then? Barbecues? Is that the main entree?
There's barbecue sandwiches this trip, and then there's also the snacks that Red Cross brings, like Cheez-Its and granola bars, cookies, and then we also got Subway that donates nice, hot, fresh cookies from that early morning. Yeah, and my good friend Lou Kretsch makes up the cookies that morning and brings them.
Another added attraction to the Richland Center Drive next Wednesday.
Yes.
Kyle?
I was going to say, too, before I forget today, there's two other things I wanted to share with your audience. One is, we talked a little bit about this when I was going through some of the stats for Richland County. You know, because we've seen so many house fires this winter, I would urge folks, if you can, the Red Cross, we are taking appointments for smoke alarm installations. So we've got a team of folks that come out and we'll replace your smoke alarms, show you how to use them, work with you, maybe identify some hazards in the home, and then help you make a plan. So like make sure two exits of every room, have a meeting place. This is a free service that the Red Cross offers, and you can go to redcross.org/Wisconsin smoke alarms, or you can call 608-232-7468. I know that we're planning a large smoke alarm installation event in La Crosse County with our partners at the fire departments in La Crosse County. But I wanted to just make sure that folks here know that we are doing that here as well, installing smoke alarms. So if anyone would like to have them replaced in your home, let us know. Again, it's a free service that we provide. Many folks don't realize that because I know the daylight savings time is coming up real quick, and you know, everybody thinks, I'll just change my batteries in your smoke alarms. And certainly you can do that, but you may not always realize that your smoke alarms are only good for 10 years per the manufacturer. So make sure that if it looks a little yellow, crusty, you may need to have it replaced. Mm-hmm. And those that are hearing impaired, we also offer free, like a bed shaker or a strobe light. So we've got different devices for those that may be hearing impaired. But I did want to just stress that with your audience that we do offer that. That's all throughout Wisconsin.
That's a great service.
It is. And like I said, we've documented since launching this in 2014 nationwide, we've saved well over 2,000 lives. Documented lives that we've saved because of working smoke alarms. So I just would urge your audience, if they have a need or this weekend, I think daylight savings time is this
Sunday.
When you're doing that, check your smoke alarms. Maybe it's time to change them. So I wanted to add that. And then also, I know that we're all kind of watching the weather today and tomorrow.
And Friday.
Mm-hmm. I would just say that the Red Cross on our website, redcross.org, we do have information about preparedness things for things like flooding. So if you want to go and learn what to do before, if you're in an area that's prone to flooding, we've got some safety tips and things to help prepare you. And I know next month is Tornado Safety Awareness Month, and they'll be testing the sirens. And so that's another great opportunity to make sure that you've got a go kit or in your home in case of a tornado strike. So just some things to be prepared this spring for those particular types of disasters. And again, you can go to redcross.org to download free information, checklists and things that you can do to be prepared.
Right. So people can donate blood. Can they donate monetarily as well?
Oh, always. You can go to redcross.org. And I will say that because March is Red Cross Month, if you want to donate to the American Red Cross online, we have four opportunities this month. One was actually yesterday, so we would have five. But there are four more times that you can donate to the Red Cross that it's matched. So your donation would be matched. So those are some opportunities. Again, you can go on our website and make those opportunities. And if you'd like to designate it for whether it's local disaster relief, to our biomed or blood services, you know, you can certainly designate it as well.
And wonderful. I also like to bring up, Phil, that I do a candy drive every Friday and Saturday and once in a while on Sundays at the family restaurant downtown in between the doors. And anybody wants to sign up to come and give blood, they can put their name, phone number, and all that that they need for their information down on a piece of paper and give it to me, and my wife will put it in the system.
Okay, good to know.
And I'm usually there from about 9 o'clock until 2 on Friday and Saturday.
At the family restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Norm, anything you'd like to add today?
No. I think we covered about everything.
Well, thank you for all you do.
thank you.
Yeah. Above and beyond. She does a great job.
And again, she like she said, we need volunteers. So
yes.
If you're interested in becoming, whether she said it's a blood volunteer to be a blood donor ambassador at the local community blood drives. And, you know, she's a trooper. She said Baraboo, Prairie du Chien. So you can do that, or you can even just do it here locally in Richland County. But then also the disaster action team members. We do need folks to become disaster action team members. It's a way to give back and help your local community so that when your neighbor's house burns or has a disaster, you can be there to help support them. As Norma said, they're with either a hug or a cup of coffee or just to say, hey, I'm here to, here to help support you as you recover from your disaster.
Happy American Red Cross Month.
Happy American Red Cross Month.
Helpers now, our sponsors for Richland Center is Shriver's, Subway, Quick Trip, and Richland Center Locker are our sponsors here in Richland County for our blood drive.
Well, we thank them as well. Bob Scheer, Executive Coordinator here in the Richland Center. Norma Swenson, a Blood Donor Ambassador and a team member. And Kyle Kriegel, Executive Director for the Southwest Wisconsin Chapter of the Red Cross on this portion of the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths.
Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states, and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world. On our morning show today from WRCO, we are in the studio with Tom Crofton, who's a part of a local vision, talking about trying to reconfigure the Richland campus setting. Tom, this is a vision that you've had for a little while, since things went south a few years ago.
Yeah, I was on the county board around 2010 for about 6 years, and at the time I was trying to find ways to develop other revenue streams or look at our operating costs and stuff like that. And one thing I discovered is we actually, as a region, export 20% of our GDP all the time for fuel and power. And so I was looking into possibilities of how would you make local power, keep the money here. And it turns out we have biomass all over the hills, all these trees falling down. About 80% of our land around here is actually woods or scrub land. And also in the process of having some logging done on our land, I rent a mini excavator from Simpson's and clean up the chops behind it and make piles of good firewood and pull out a few good logs. I got a little sawmill. But all the chips, I mean, it's just incredible. Well, it turns out I did a little project back when I was on the board of looking at how would you heat the school and the campus and the high school. They're both right next to each other with biomass. And it turns out there's a fella down the road in Dodgeville that they do systems for handling sawdust and stuff for big sawmills. And that's one of their big issues is making heat out of the wood chips to run the process, the kilns or whatever they have. And so there's actually expertise around here. And in the study, it turned out that we could have, in like 7 or 8 years, paid off a system that would save all this money. It'd be the local heat and power. You can make electricity out of the wood fire, too. There's 3 or 4 different ways of taking the heat out and getting electricity. And then that would be local fuel. So you'd be paying people to bring the fuel in instead of paying for natural gas or electricity brought in. And it turns out if you spend money locally instead of sending it away, it gets multiplied 4 or 5 times, 6, 7 times, depending on what analytics you want to use. And so a 5 times 20% is 100%. You're talking doubling the local economy if you start switching over to the local fuels. Mm-hmm. And so that's a general goal. But to study all that, I think there's an opportunity for the campus to be reformed. I call it community college. It wouldn't be part of the university system. And when you think of all the things we need around here, you've got nursing and aging care workers, teaching. There's a bunch of local interest in redeveloping some of the things that the college campus started out as originally. And then when you add some of the things I'm talking about of sustainable energy, sustainable ag, trying to find ways to do local economic development, you know, we need housing around here. We need workers. We need to build 500 or 1,000 houses or something over the next decade to make the economy grow. And if we could do that with a system of local energy, all of a sudden we would have created these jobs out of basically nothing to create an economic boom around here that would be based on what we have here locally, including food. When you think of all the food, you go buy a tomato right now, it comes from Chile or something on an airplane. And that's crazy, you know, where we could be growing. If you had a power plant that had waste heat, you have greenhouses. You grow food all winter long and have it locally in the stores and schools. So there's a lot of possibilities. And what my idea here is that we start out right now getting anybody interested in reforming a community college to think of all the different parts that they would care about and what they'd want to bring their expertise for. And when you think about it, we probably have everyone from musicians to physics professors. We have all these different people living in the area. So any different emphasis people wanted to see developed, we already have the people here locally to do it.
The cost of the building upgrade, though, right now, some of the estimates that have come in are just astronomical.
Yeah, I was in construction for 40 years or 50 years, whatever, yeah. And I understand all that, and I've been involved in building high-rises and houses and all that. So they're actually very savable, but obviously there's a cost. There are some issues with underground water that I was hoping people would deal with. Cutting a trench behind the library and the classroom building so that water coming out of the hill isn't going under the slabs and breaking them up. All the sidewalks were starting to heave from that originally, and they did some work on fixing that. But so there's some things to do to preserve, and maybe you got to tear a building down or something, I understand. Nothing I'm saying is dissing the people that are working on this. There's all kinds of ideas, but what it's missing, I think, is the vision overall. What do we want the community to be? So I'm asking people to get together and put all their different visions together. And if we did it through the idea of this community college, that'd be a way to study all the different things and contact other experts in the field from other universities and colleges that would know something to help us out and, you know, through distance learning and all that. So actually what I'm talking about is starting the idea of continuing education first out of volunteers, all these people with interest and knowledge, and then over time see if you could develop the program to really exist as a college.
Uh-huh. For various topics and degrees and things like that?
Every different one that people can imagine. Because mm-hmm. when you think about it, the healthcare is a huge thing. I recently had some health issues, and I was at the Richland Hospital and having problems and seeing all these young, energetic people coming, nurses and aides and stuff coming to help. It was really uplifting. But yet there's a demand for more of that, and there's, you know, the aging population. There's a lot of home care needed, and so all those things are real. We certainly always need more teachers, but then all the arts and sciences, and we, of course, we got the theater people. We've got all these different qualities around here that we could put together and really create our own version of a college that met our own needs locally.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking to possibly get this group together and have a meeting and just kind of hash things out then?
Right. I was starting to do a big PowerPoint that was to show, to kind of graph out all the different interrelations. You get this ecology of all these arrows and bubbles and blobs of different things, and you realize that every input to a process has a result and also maybe a waste product. Well, that waste product is actually an input for another process, and you create this big web of, and it is economic activity is what you're doing. So the waste product from one situation becomes the fuel for another one. And actually recognizing those instead of having things just fall off the edge of the table, we actually reuse it, and that's what makes this multiplier effect work.
Have you contacted any of the people that were at the campus years ago, Tom?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few of the people, and unfortunately, like myself getting older, people are having their health issues and, you know, kind of fed up. And I would just say that one of the problems with what happened is everything dropped down on us really quickly and without planning on our end at all about cutting down the campus and the way it was dismantled slowly over the last 10 years. But we need a new energy. We need a new idea because we're never going to get back what was there. You know, that being part of the UW and all that, that's obviously gone. So do you want to do it ourselves? Do you want to do something different? And I think we have the people here to do it. We got all the qualities. And it's not my thing. It's I just want to help create this thing, get some energy going, and have other people have their input to it and see what we can do.
Could you see like a GoFundMe or some sort of way to start raising funds?
I could certainly see that. And I could also see that there's probably some folks who have much more asset, much greater assets than I do that would be willing to help kick it into gear. But let's think, for example, we got institutions around here that need a workforce. The hospital could be involved in helping set up their part of it. And certainly the expertise exists. Whether we can get the funding worked out, that's going to take a while. But the thing I wanted to mention, if we start getting into these other revenue streams, we could all of a sudden have a revenue stream that could do all kinds of things. We have almost every building around here that's part of the government, either county or city, needs major repair. And if you start adding up all these things to do all new, it's in the, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, we don't have that kind of money around here. We've got a relatively stagnant population, relatively stagnant economy, and we also have an influx of a new population, Hispanic people. They got to be involved in all this, and they need housing, and they're good working folks. And so if we could think about making a new development of housing, say out the west end of town or up on the hill behind the college, and have it heated with a local power plant that brought in local fuels, and we start creating our own electricity, the funding, the revenue that comes out of that more than pays for the equipment and the installation, and there would actually be a surplus that you could do some of these other things like support the revival of the campus or whatever we thought was important as a group. You're basically talking about doubling the economy in a decade, and I don't hear of anybody else coming up with a plan to do any of that.
Someone took over a couple of the theaters at some of these two-year campuses that were shut down, but that's another possibility if you could get someone to help out, maybe get some sort of grant or something for the Copper Top.
Absolutely. You know, and that's another example of the fine arts. Sometimes folks kind of diss the fine arts, and they think people should be only dealing with technical things. And technical things are great, but having that complete, well-rounded thing and the experience is... And think back also, when we first came to the area about 35 years ago, Dean Kempthorne was doing his lecture series, and he filled up rooms with people listening to whatever topic he wanted to talk about because it was interesting. The continuing education idea, it's not just a three-year, four-year, whatever thing. It's like a lifetime of learning experience. Mm-hmm. And I just think we have so much to share. The fine arts that you're mentioning is certainly a big part of that.
No doubt about it. Anything else you want to add today, Tom?
No, I think the big thing is that we got to get involved before the folks thinking about tearing things down get too far along and give them some input. And anybody who wants to get a hold of me, please get a hold of me at tcrofton@mwt.
All right. Sounds good. Tom Crofton, our guest on today's morning show.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011. And we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Napa Know-How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How!
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who